Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether a school's LGBTQ agenda trumps parental rights. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we're very grateful that the High Court is taking this case, which is called Mahmoud versus Taylor, a case about whether Maryland parents can opt their children out of LGBT-themed instruction that contradicts their religious belief. But, you know, think about it. It seems like parents have the right over their children. Why is this even an issue that has to go before the High Court?
Because these lower court situations and the schools have been violating these parents' rights for years, and they have been getting away with it. And the Supreme Court has not taken one of these kinds of cases. But this particular case really, I think, is a classic scenario. It comes out of Montgomery County, Maryland, a very liberal public school district, a coalition of parents from various religious faiths, including Christian and Muslim, are contesting a policy change from the Montgomery County Board of Education that no longer requires parents to be informed when the themed instruction will occur, nor does it allow parents to opt their children out of this LGBTQ instruction.
You know, I think we're really seeing a turnaround, you know, and President Trump is a part of that as well, is stopping these schools from being so secretive and hiding things from these parents. These are their children. They have a right to know what's going on with their children.
Well, at his joint address to Congress, he actually invited January Littlejohn, mm-hmm. and she was recognized. She stood up to be acknowledged. And she's from Tallahassee, Florida, where her daughter was being targeted with this radical LGBTQ agenda without her knowledge,
right.
without her and her husband's knowledge. The parents had no knowledge. And they were pushing her down this road that you can change your gender just like you change your hairstyle or your clothes, and you just identify as whatever you want to be without the parents' knowledge. And it was causing a real problem for their daughter. When mm-hmm. they found out about it, they intervened. She eventually was a catalyst in one of the state of Florida's laws that requires
right.
this not to happen anymore.
The parental rights and education bill.
That's yeah. right. And then now, once she found out about it, she's been able to repair the relationship with her daughter. And so she's often on different interviews with her and her daughter talking about how her daughter has now been rescued from this LGBTQ agenda.
But, you know, going back to President Trump's address, one of the most powerful moments is when he said, "We will recognize children as the way God created them."
Yeah, as perfect beautiful, as the way God made
perfect
them.
Perfect as beautiful creations of God.
Yeah. Well, this LGBTQ instruction in Maryland includes more than 22 LGBTQ plus inclusive, that's their terms, storybooks infused with radical gender ideology, such as the false idea of gender transitions, pride parades, and same-sex romances between minors. The books are used for instruction in pre-K through eighth grade classrooms, where some are taught to children as young as 3 years old. Mm. The parents are seeking to block the cancellation of the opt-out policy because they are no longer able to, number one, know that this is being done. And then number two, if they find out, they're not allowed to opt their children out. This is horrendous that the school thinks it knows better, that they're going to teach these kids something that has nothing to do with the education that they're being sent to the school to obtain. They're teaching them this radical gender ideology, and they won't allow the parents to opt out. And for some of these parents, they don't have any other choice. They're not able to go to a private school because they lack the funds. There's no school choice voucher option for them that is available where they can take their kid out and put their child in a private school. And there's no homeschool option for some of these parents. So they feel stuck. They've got to educate their kids. If they don't educate them, then they'll be charged with delinquency And then when they put them in the public school that's in their area where they live, they get LGBTQ indoctrination. It's horrendous, and these schools need to be more respectful of the religious rights of these parents.
Well, this is obviously an agenda of the enemy who is trying to destroy our precious children and the way that God has created them. So this is very blatant.
Well, in June of 2023, more than 1,000 parents came out in person to a Montgomery County School Board meeting to protest the addition of some of these books and the cancellation of the opt-out policy. In other words, they had an opt-out policy in place, and then they repealed it, so parents can no longer opt out. They added more books, and then they said to the parents, you can't opt out. You're stuck with this. So many parents testified at that school meeting that the school's instruction on gender ideology was inconsistent with their respective religious faiths, and that young children should not be exposed to it at all. The school board, however, accused the parents of promoting hate, and then likened them to, quote, white supremacists and xenophobes. Three families later sued, and this is the lawsuit that now is before the United States Supreme Court, and the case really is about whether these parents have a First Amendment constitutional right under the Free Exercise Clause to opt their children out of this offensive instruction that goes directly against their religious beliefs.
You know, of course they do. Their children are not wards of the state just because they attend a public school. These parents have the right to oversee what is being, this propaganda is being taught to them. You know, I just commend these parents for speaking up. And this is a great example that parents need to be involved. If you send your children to public school, you need to know exactly what's being presented to them.
Yeah. Well, in August of 2023, a U.S. District Judge Deborah Broadman ruled in favor of the school board, determining that the mandatory LGBTQ material did not automatically coerce children into the activity portrayed in the books, and therefore did not constitute an infringement on religious freedom. That's just nonsense. Judge Broadman also expressed concern that too many parents would opt out of the material, leaving students who related to the material feeling ostracized.
Oh, my word.
So because parents are going to opt their kids out, those kids that the smaller number of kids whose parents would not opt them out, they're going to feel ostracized. What about the majority of the people who say, no, this violates my sincere, deeply held religious beliefs? Well, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the court's ruling in a 2-1 decision and sided with the school. And therefore, this eventually caught the attention of the United States Supreme Court. And in January, the court accepted the case for review. That case will be argued later this month.
Wow. It's unbelievable to think, does this judge, would she put her children in this kind of material?
Well, probably she would.
Oh.
Probably she would. And she doesn't want her kid to feel ostracized because there's only one or two kids left in the class, whereas the parents are making a choice. This is not part of the school curriculum. How does this benefit them? In fact, it's harming them. Well, in this 2-1 decision at the Court of Appeals, Judge Marvin Quattlebaum Jr. dissented, saying he would have ruled in favor of the parents. He reasoned that denying religious opt-outs does in fact burden the parents' right to exercise their religion and to direct the upbringing of their children, especially about sex, human sexuality, gender, and family life. He also noted that burdening the free exercise of religion is not limited to direct coercion by the state, but can also result from substantial pressure to modify beliefs or behavior, simply forcing the choice of either compromising religious beliefs or foregoing a public benefit, such as public education for one's child, does in fact create a burden upon religion, wrote Judge Quattlebaum.
Well, you know, in our amicus brief, we argue that the state undoubtedly has an interest in providing public education, but that the responsibility must yield to the rights of the parents to direct the education and faith of their children. And in this case, the Montgomery County School Board seeks to educate young children, remember, as young as 3, these children are getting this stuff, about sexuality, so-called transgenderism, sinful fetishes, and pride parades, all this other stuff that they have no business being exposed to.
Absolutely not. You know, the child we write in our brief is not the mere creature of the state. They're not simply a ward of the state simply because they walk onto the public school campuses, and that children do not become wards where they can just simply be taken over by the state in contravention to the right of their parents to direct their education and well-being. The First Amendment clearly does not allow the government schools to require families to sacrifice their religious beliefs for their children in order to attend public school. So we filed an amicus brief on the case. By the way, Montgomery County School Board, we filed a lawsuit against them a number of years ago. It's the only successful case in the entire country ever against a curriculum that they tried to impose regarding LGBTQ issues, and they were specifically targeting religious beliefs, and we ended up blocking the entire curriculum. This has been an ongoing issue with this particular radical school district for a number of years, so watch for this case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.